Worldwide, there has been around 1.8 crore COVID-19 cases, out of which 6 lakh and 18,000 have died. In India alone, there has been 18 lakh cases and around 38,000 deaths. And this number is increasing at a very high rate. At this point of time, every hopes are on a safe and effective vaccine as early as possible.
Okay, wait. But when would you actually get a vaccine? What are these potential vaccine candidates? When will the clinical trials will be over? What would be the pricing? And will the Indian vaccine candidate Covaxin be actually launched on this early as 15 August?
So let's find out the answers. This is Neeraj Gupta and you're listening to Science Up. Vaccines, the only and permanent response against the coronavirus and COVID-19 would be an efficient vaccine. So what is a vaccine? A vaccine is designed to protect people before they are exposed to a virus. In this case, the new coronavirus, that is SARS-CoV-2. A vaccine basically trains the immune system to recognize and attack the virus when it encounters it. Vaccines protect both the person who is vaccinated and the community. Viruses can't infect people who are vaccinated, which means vaccinated people can't pass the virus to others. This is known as herd immunity.
So, why does it take so long for a vaccine to develop? And what is the clinical trials that you have been hearing in news channels? Clinical trials consist of 4 stages done after animal testing. Phase 1. The drug is given to a small number of healthy people and people with a disease to look for side effects and figure out the best dose. Phase 2. The drug is given to several hundred people who have the disease, looking to see whether it works and if there are any side effects that weren't caught during the initial testing. Phase 3. In this large-scale trial, the drug is given to several hundred or even up to 3,000 people. A similar group of people take a placebo or inactive compound. The trial is usually randomized and can take 1 to 4 years. This stage provides the best evidence for how the drug works and the most common side effects. Phase 4. Drugs that are approved for use undergo continued monitoring to make sure there are no side effects, especially serious or long-term ones. But for the COVID-19 vaccines, the time duration for these phases has been reduced dramatically.
Okay, let's see what would be the pricing for the vaccines. With 4 vaccine candidates in final stage human trials and firms eyeing to launch them by year end, the topic has now veered towards the pricing of the sorts and which countries would assess them first. The COVID-19 vaccine candidates by University of Oxford with AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer with BioNTech and Chinese firm Sinovac are all undergoing phase 3 trials at present. While Pfizer, Moderna, Merck & Co. have said clearly that they plan to sell their vaccines at a profit, some drug makers, including Johnson & Johnson, have announced plans to price their vaccines on a not-for-profit basis. Johnson & Johnson has said that it would make the COVID-19 vaccine available at around $10 for emergency pandemic use. However, before regulatory approval, several rich countries have entered into a pre-purchase agreements with vaccine manufacturers, a development that has become known as vaccine nationalism. Experts have contended that the move was harmful for equitable access to vaccines. So for now, what are the most promising vaccines and what pricing they have set for it? At number first is Oxford University's AZD1222 vaccine, based on a chimpanzee adenovirus called ChAdOx1, is already undergoing a combined phase 2-3 trials in the UK, Brazil and South Africa, and may be soon tested in India as well.
Early results have shown that the vaccine produces a dual immune response in people aged between 18 and 55 years. The vaccine increased levels of both protective neutralizing antibodies and immune T cells that target the virus. In what has been called one of the biggest breakthrough in the fight against the novel coronavirus, Oxford and AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine AZD1222 has proven effective and safe in the early trials. The results of the trials were released by Lancet and created a buzz all around the world. AstraZeneca has partnered with Serum Institute of India to produce 1 billion doses of the vaccine in India and middle and low income countries. Phase 3 human clinical trials is likely to start in India by late August, and it may be launched as early as November. Adar Poonawalla, CEO of Serum Institute of India, said the cost of the vaccine is estimated to be below 1,000 rupees, that is $13, and will be called Covishield in India. Moderna Inc. has started phase 3 trials of its mRNA 1273 vaccine involving 30,000 human volunteers. The vaccine uses messenger RNA, a synthetic form of genetic material from the virus designed to nudge the body's immune system into attack mode. Phase 1 results have shown the vaccine is safe and provoked immune responses in all 45 healthy volunteers. Data of phase 3 trials to determine the safety and efficacy of the vaccine will start coming in by November, and the vaccine may be available by the end of December. The US government is supporting Moderna's vaccine with nearly $500 million, and the firm has signed an agreement with drug maker Catalent Inc. to make an initial 100 million doses. Moderna is planning to price the vaccine at $50 to $60, that is around 3,700 rupees to 4,500 rupees for the entire course. This would mean that per dose would be priced at $25 to $30, that is in rupees will be 1,800 to 2,300 rupees. Next in the line is Pfizer with BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. Last week, American drug maker Pfizer Inc. has partnered with German biotech firm BioNTech to develop a vaccine candidate called BNT162b2 that is progressed to phase 2-3 trials. Pfizer is hoping to seek regulatory approval for the vaccine as early as October and have a vaccine on the market by the year end. The vaccine will be priced at $3 to $4, that will be around 225 rupees to 300 rupees per dose, as mentioned in the Financial Times. Okay. Now, if a coronavirus vaccine arrives, can the world make enough of it? So, even if we can't get a coronavirus vaccine, or we have managed to figure out other ways to deal with coronavirus, the concern for how to manufacture vaccines efficiently, reliably, and safely is always going to be there. And the manufacturing process for these many people, the whole population of the world, it's much bigger task to deal with. At least I think 60 to 70% of the total population has to be injected with the vaccine to come up with herd immunity, and that will be safe against the coronavirus and COVID-19. Let's now talk about Made in India vaccine, that is Covaxin by Bharat Biotech and Indian Council of Medical Research ICMR. During the time when the world celebrated Oxford's global achievement, India as a nation had something local to expect too. India released the very first trials of Covaxin, the homegrown Made in India vaccine, while the talks about making India and becoming self-reliant as a nation was getting momentum during the pandemic. Covaxin is one of the only two vaccines approved for human trials in India, developed by Hyderabad-based firm Bharat Biotech in collaboration with Indian Council of Medical Research and National Institute of Virology. The only other candidate which got the nod from Drugs Controller General of India, DCGI, for human trials is ZyCoV-D, developed by Zydus Cadila Healthcare Limited. Here's the timeline of co-vaccine development. On May 2020, the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine strain was first isolated from the NIV, National Institute of Virology, Pune, and later handed over to Bharat Biotech to develop into a vaccine. In June 2020, it was reported that the advancement of the vaccine was working out well, as anticipated, and the entire month was crucial for vaccine development at Bharat Biotech. The firm has tremendous expertise in inactivated vaccines for polio, rabies, Zika, rotavirus, chikungunya, Japanese encephalitis, and currently for COVID-19. Covaxin, ICMR, and Bharat Biotech's homegrown vaccine got authorization in the last week of June from the Drug Controller General of India to carry out human trials of the vaccine. In July 2020, the clinical human trials of Covaxin started in the country in the second week of July. NIMS Hyderabad, AIMS Delhi, AIMS Patna, and PGI Rohtak are some of the institutes where the trials have currently started, and the results are being eagerly anticipated. According to Dr. Randeep Guleria, the human trial of India's first indigenously developed coronavirus vaccine has actually started at the AIMS New Delhi. Balram Bhargav, Director General, ICMR, mentioned that by August 15, 2020, ICMR intends to launch the indigenous COVID-19 vaccine, but the last outcome will certainly rely on the participation of all clinical trial sites associated with this project. The ICMR had actually selected 12 institutes consisting of one from Odisha for the clinical trial of the nation's first indigenous vaccine against COVID-19. Okay, so here's the conclusion. The most promised vaccine candidates, which are the Oxford, Moderna, and Pfizer, these are in their final clinical trials. This vaccine can launch from this September up to end of this year. But this doesn't ensure that everyone will receive it that soon. Manufacturing the vaccine for the whole population is certainly a much more difficult task. Also, there would be another political factors too. More developed countries will hold all the vaccine supplies. So guys, here's a bonus question for you. What do you think, who will be given more priority for the first batches of vaccine? And yes, let all the people know about this brand new podcast, okay? And share it, guys. It's on every digital platform like Spotify, Apple, Tunes, and everything. Yeah. I'll meet you guys next week. Till then, go get sciencey.